Part A. Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One. Good evening. My name is Tony Smith. May I know your name?
My name is Mary Clausen.
Mary, would you care to dance?
I'd love to, but I have to be off with something important to do.
Two. We'd better start to eat onion frequently, Linda.
But you hate onions, don't you?
Until I learned from a report from today's paper that they protect people from flu and colds. After all, compared with health, taste is not so important.
Three. When do you think that I can go home, Dr. Smith?
Well, you came in on Monday, and today is Friday. I say that you could probably leave tomorrow, but you should stay at home and not go back to work too soon. Four. Laura, I ran into David today.
Really? Did he say anything about his sister?
Yes. She should be leaving London very soon because her husband has taken a job in Paris. Five. Do you have a driver's license?
No, I am going to take the test in a couple of weeks.
Didn't you drive in your own country?
Yes, but I have to be more skilled.
And you have to study the traffic rules, too. Six. Let's back up. Where was I?
You were talking about your trip to South Africa. I bet you had a great time.
Yes, we did. In fact, you know what we encountered?
A long-lost friend?
Come on, a lion.
Seven. When do you usually go to the bank, John?
Anytime I have to. Why did you ask?
You'd better avoid Friday mornings. I'm reading an interesting book these days, and it says most robberies happen on Friday mornings. Eight. What do you think of your father?
Oh, he was the first stable male figure in my life. The best attribute a parent can have is consistency. When he said he would be there at 3 o'clock, he was there. That meant more to me than anything. Nine. How do you like your new room, Jane?
It's not big. The rent is high, and I'm far away from work. But I enjoy myself very much.
Why?
I am able to get rid of that annoying roommate at last.
Ten. Our flight will be delayed by 6 hours. That means it won't be leaving until 3:30 in the afternoon.
What shall we do in the meantime?
Let's find some seats in the quiet part of the terminal to take a nap.
Good idea. I am pretty tired.
Part B. Directions. You will hear 4 dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once.
Wow, look at the line. It's worse than I expected. We are lucky we got here an hour earlier, or else we will definitely have had problems getting tickets. I'm glad we made the effort to come early.
Me too. I learned my lesson. The last time I went to a new film, I didn't arrive early enough and ended up with a terrible seat all the way in the front row. Believe me, it was one of the worst movie experiences ever.
Yeah, I hate sitting in the first row.
By the way, it was really nice of you to get this ticket for me. Why don't I show you a bit of appreciation by getting you a drink?
That would be great.
Okay, what kind of soda do you want?
Let me see. I'll take a large Coke. Thanks a lot.
I'd better get going. You hold my place, and I'll be back really quick. Oh, I almost forgot. I'd better hold on to my ticket in case you get let in before I get back. If that happens, just save me a seat, and I'll meet you inside.
Okay, it's a plan. You two are quite different. How did your company put you two as a team?
At first, they wanted to hear our harmony. We sang to them, and they really liked to. So they decided it would be best to put us together as a group.
What are some of the distinctive features of your music?
We have a variety of different songs. We have 4 different styles: soft rock, slow music, love songs, and country music. But we are most at home with soft rock. I really like our voices merge together, and I like how it sounds. Actually, there is a song called Studying. Our company really likes the song because it represents our voice.
What would you like to bring to the audience through your music?
I'd like to recommend our first song to everyone. The name of the song is Believe. The main idea we want to share is that we want to tell everyone, you have to believe in yourself before people can believe in you. Actually, we want to bring our music to everyone and make everyone happy. Music is something all around you. You can listen to music, and you can feel what the music says.
I don't think Pappas is right for this position.
I agree. He's got experience as a computer operator, but he has very little training in programming. What about Anderson?
I like him. He seems very enthusiastic, and he knows a lot about programming.
That's true. Do you think he is dependable enough, though? He already had 2 different jobs this year. He might work for a couple of months and then decide to leave.
I suppose so, but his last supervisor wrote a 3-page letter of recommendation. He says Anderson is an excellent programmer.
He probably is, but we don't want him to leave after we've spent a lot of time training him. Actually, I think Logan is the best candidate.
She hasn't worked since she got married, hasn't she?
She's been taking care of her family, but she is really devoted.
Oh, yes. The letter from her principal says she did a wonderful job. Do you think she'll be a good programmer?
I bet she will. She has an excellent letter of recommendation from her teacher at the institute she attended.
That's true.
And Logan seems more professional. She was well-dressed and seemed to have a very positive attitude about working for us. Well, what do you think is the reason most people do so badly at reaching goals?
They lose focus. Everybody's life is busy. There is so much happening in everybody's life. Then what happens is they might have a goal and then something will get in the way of that. Maybe their goal is that they want to go on a holiday every year, and they put in their leave form with their boss. And their boss may ask them to wait for another month, and then for another month. That is, so different things get in their way. And people don't stand up for their goals. They don't struggle for them. They let other forces push them around a little bit. Also, a lot of people don't set goals. They think they do. But it's either a dream of a very loose goal, so when they have to make a decision about a necessary action in their life, the goal is so far back in their mind that they don't act in its best interest. Also, because people will sit down and say, "Oh, here are my goals," and forget all about them. Revisiting them every week is a good way. They stay at the top of your mind, so you can take actions based on them.